We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
It's a little bit more. You're a strong boy now, huh? You get better, huh?
Hello, graceful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubaté, channel 38 on Cableba TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Eladaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Asoparapórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Agua Rizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal,
Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Kanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donates $50 million to support youth education in the United States. In good governance news, the European Commission announces plans to enhance service access for people with disabilities. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 15th, is the birthday of prominent geometric abstract sculptor Lucien den Arend, born in 1943 in Dordrecht, the Netherlands. Mr. den Arend has created many land art projects, including pieces such as Gemini Tango and Opening the Arctic Circle, the largest sculpture within the Arctic Circle. Mr. den Arend has also been appointed as a cultural ambassador of the United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization Institute for Water Education. In this project, he joins a number of artists from around the world in highlighting our need to find a solution to the global water situation. Mr. Lucien den Arend, may you continue to help bring beauty and awareness to our world through your wonderful art forms. We wish you a very happy birthday, celebrated with loved ones.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Bangladesh. Starting in September, heavy rains set off flooding along the Brahmaputra River in western Bangladesh, affecting more than 95,000 villages.
With heartfelt concern and her prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 and asked that our association members please go offer assistance to the most vulnerable, such as the orphaned and elderly without caregivers. This amount could purchase $435,000 in emergency materials if acquired in the United States based on the cost of living in Bangladesh.
Our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan, covering their own travel and accommodation expenses of about $3,500, flew to the impacted Sirajganj and Sherpa districts. With the help of the non-profit aid group Care International Bangladesh, the relief team travelled by boat across the river to deliver 1,550 packages, providing double portions to the elderly living alone, as well as widows and children without care.
When the onset of heavy rains and strong winds made it impossible to deliver more supplies, the rest of the distribution was kindly completed by Care International Bangladesh with the support of the local government.
Our gratitude, Bangladeshi government officials and Care International Bangladesh, for your meaningful assistance to flood-afflicted countrymen, as we thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional aid and our association's relief team for their efforts. We pray for the flood-affected residents soon return to stability and for such disasters to subside as we consciously choose to tread more lightly on the earth.
Washington, USA deluged in record floods. Alerts were issued in every county across the western part of the state as torrential rains on Saturday, December 11th, set off over 20 mudslides and prompted hundreds of residents from several cities north of Seattle to seek refuge in shelters. The highest volume of rain in more than four decades was reported at the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, with rivers in nine counties having risen to flood stage levels by Sunday morning.
On Sunday afternoon, the overflowing Stillaquamish River prompted the evacuation of 230 nearby homes and businesses in Granite Falls as people worked into the night to hold off the waters with sandbags. Snohomish County was among the hardest hit areas as mudslides also destroyed at least one home in Burien of King County, where roads were closed and passenger train services were halted both north and south of Seattle. Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please check with local officials to see if more help is required and to go, if possible, to assist the flood affected. Sending her love and prayers, she added that funds are available for urgent needs.
Our earnest appreciation all personnel working to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. Wishing the people of Washington State a smooth recovery of their regular daily lives, as we pray that such weather intensities are curbed through a gentler, more conscientious stewardship of the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russian-Finnish high-speed train makes maiden voyage. On Sunday, December 12th, the jointly developed high-speed rail service debuted with the Allegro traveling from the Finnish capital of Helsinki to Russia's St. Petersburg. At speeds of up to 220 kilometers per hour, the trip that would normally take 6 hours and 18 minutes by conventional rail service was reduced by a full 3 hours' time.
Participating in Allegro's first trip were Finnish President Tarja Halonen and Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, as well as top managers of Russian railways, journalists, and other dignitaries. Arriving in St. Petersburg, Prime Minister Putin stated, "That was super. It was so fast that the President of Finland and I barely had time to discuss anything." As the first train ever to conduct customs matters on board, consideration is also being given to the possibility of waiving visa requirements for tourists groups coming to St. Petersburg.
Our hats off, Your Excellencies, Russia and Finland, on the successful collaboration in high-speed rail service. May the increased ease of travel facilitate ever more cooperation and friendship between the people of your beautiful countries.
NASA reveals carbon-rich planet. With the aid of the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's, or NASA's, Spitzer Space Telescope, a collaborative team of U.S. astronomers has identified the first carbon-rich planet ever discovered. Orbiting a sun-like star 1,200 light-years away from Earth, the planet is very large and heavy, with the presence of graphite and pure diamonds likely across its surface. Lead author Dr. Niku Madhusudan of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology stated, "This planet tells us that there are many other strange worlds out there, beyond even the imaginations of the people doing the science." Many thanks, Dr. Madhusudan and colleagues, for this fascinating new discovery. May the star-filled universe continue to illuminate our world with expanded knowledge and consciousness.
Sailors rescued from Antarctic waters. On Monday, December 13th, a 58-meter South Korean vessel and her 42 crew members began to sink while navigating between Antarctica and New Zealand. The rapid sinking of the boat, which may have struck an iceberg, gave no time to make a distress call or dispatch a lifeboat, with all sailors jumping directly into the frigid waters. However, a nearby ship noticed and issued an alert, and a number of South Korean and New Zealander vessels rushed to the crew members' aid. Of the 42 on board, including 11 Indonesian, 11 Olexese or Vietnamese, 8 Korean, 8 Chinese, 1 Russian, and 3 Philippine nationals, 20 were rescued, while 22 sadly could not be saved in time. The surviving men were reported to be in good condition, with none who required medical treatment. We are very thankful for the immediate response of the South Korean and New Zealander personnel. Our sympathies go to the families of those who perished as we join in gratitude for the lives of the rescued sailors and wish them loving reunions with family and friends.
Save our planet. More media report on Cancun Gala and the organic vegan solution to climate change. midway during the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Cancun, Mexico, the Greenest Heroes Gala was co-hosted by the Mayor of Cancun, the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, with Supreme Master Qinghai present as the guest of honor.
Dignitaries attending the COP16 summit had also been invited to the exuberant musical event, which honored some of the champions of the planet-cooling organic vegan lifestyle, while also supporting the spirit of cooperation at the climate change summit. Indeed, since the conclusion of the conference, analysts and government officials alike have agreed that the open-form setting of this year's gathering, which allowed each country to be heard, assisted greatly in restoring the confidence necessary for collaborative progress.
The visibility offered by the Mexican media has also helped promote unity and motivation amongst the public regarding this complex environmental challenge. A live broadcast of the gala by Quintana Roo's Radio Formula QR92.3 FM channel was one such instance, with gala highlights also reported by major local newspapers. The newspaper of Quintana Roo shared the following overview of the evening.
Realizado en el Fairmont Mayacoba Resort y presentando entretenimiento de clase mundial y cocina vegana gourmet, la gala reunió a las principales figuras globales, artistas ganadores del premio Oscar y Grammy, así como otros invitados destacados de la COP16, e incluyó los discursos del respetado expresidente de Costa Rica José María Figueres Olsen, la maestra suprema Qinghai y la estimada promotora de los derechos humanos y séptimo presidente de Irlanda, Mary Robinson.
The newspaper Kike of Quintana Roo acknowledged the honor bestowed to the 8 greenest heroes of the gala, defined by their life-saving and emissions-minimizing vegan diets, with the following photo caption.
Al momento de la premiación, el señor Jaime Hernández Zaragoza, alcalde de Cancún, y la maestra suprema Qinghai reconocieron a los héroes del medio ambiente.
Yet another media group, the Daily El Quintana Rooense, promoted the new book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, which was premiered at the gala, as it stated.
También en el evento se hizo el lanzamiento del último libro de la maestra suprema Qinghai, De la crisis a la paz, La senda vegana orgánica es la solución, el cual destaca cómo una dieta a base de plantas provee soluciones prácticas de acción rápida para combatir el cambio climático a través de datos científicos actuales de investigadores gubernamentales e internacionales, así como pensamientos espirituales. La maestra suprema Qinghai firmó copias de La crisis a la paz mientras cientos de personas se alinearon por un autógrafo.
In addition, coverage of the gala appeared on the user-generated news source CNN iReport with online video of excerpts from the event.
We should subsidize life, benevolence, love and compassion, not death, not war. We have to stop the war between humans and between humans and animals.
With appreciation for all media members helping to share the plant-based lifestyle as the answer to our most urgent global issues, we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her support of the gala's uplifting ideals and her solidarity for delegates gathered in Cancun. Let us all join in the noble cause of saving our shared planet by adopting the greenest organic vegan lifestyle.
Supreme Master Qinghai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, is freely available to read at www.crisistopeace.org.
Save Our Planet. Shandong Provincial Academy of Sciences in China partners with South Korea's Chosun University to implement advanced photobioreactor technology for use in growing oil-rich algae for biodiesel production.
Save Our Planet. Bank of Brazil, the country's largest financial institution, signs a zero deforestation agreement requiring soya farmers applying for credit to certify that they are not planting in areas where trees were recently removed.
Save Our Planet. with Central America being home to a full 7% of the world's essential biodiversity, an expert panel states that the region may lose up to an alarming 36% of its flora and fauna in the next 4 decades if heat-producing greenhouse gases are not reduced.
Hello, I'm Quacky, the Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. I'm here with a tip of the day from beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai. If your work involves mostly sitting, you can take a moment now and then to take a deep breath in from your nose, out of your mouth, and to stretch your limbs. Move your arms around. Kick gently while sitting. Twist at the waist. Or you can jump rope, with or without the rope. If you can, it helps circulation and better concentration, and also better performance. Thank you so much, caring Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this healthy tip. And thank you, loyal viewers, for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thanks for tuning in. Now the weather around the world.
The Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association News from Malaysia. EcoFilm Fest 2010 in Malaysia highlights sustainable living. Organized by EcoIgnites, a Malaysian non-profit environmental advocacy group, it featured films from Malaysia such as Green Crusaders and others from around the world, including Food Matters. In addition, an exhibition of green products and services, workshops, a recyclable fashion show, and awards given by the Malaysian conservation group Wild Asia to Eco Heroes were part of the event. Our association members attended the popular gathering of almost 3,000 people, distributing SOS flyers and DVDs promoting the vegan solution to global warming. Free samples of vegan food were also provided.
This is a very good way of us to stay healthy and also to go green and to stop global warming as well.
We veg, go green to save the planet.
Makanan ni bukan sahaja untuk kesihatan kita, tetapi dia juga baik untuk bumi kita. Pilihlah vegan. Peliharalah alam untuk keselamatan planet kita.
Several of Supreme Master Ching Hai's books were on display, including the number one international bestsellers, The Dogs of My Life, The Birds of My Life, and The Noble Wilds. Loving Hut Malaysia, part of a quickly growing international family of restaurants, encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to offer affordable and scrumptious plant-based fare, also participated with a variety of vegan dishes.
So if you can see the connection between you and the environment, it's very easy. Simple things like being energy efficient, choosing the right kind of food to eat, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Kudos, EcoIgnites and participants of EcoFilm Fest, for your caring efforts in support of a more sustainable planet. May heaven continue to guide all toward loving ways that show respect to each precious being.
In humanitarian news, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donates $50 million to support youth education in the United States. The funds to be given to the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. will be principally used for the Youth Access Endowment Program. Of the total amount, $30 million will be allocated to expand the resources available for underserved students. The remainder of the contribution will be divided between research and public programs at the Institute and the planned National Museum of African American History and Culture. Our sincere appreciation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, for your generosity and care. May the lives of many bright individuals be greatly enhanced through your kindness. Up next on Noteworthy News, the European Commission takes significant steps to provide equal opportunities for people with disabilities. We'll take a God-contemplative walk and be right back. More harmonious news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, joy-inspiring news for a blissful world. In good governance news, the European Commission announces plans to enhance service access for people with disabilities. The European Disability Strategy is a 10-year project that seeks to empower the 1 in 6 Europeans who have disabilities to participate fully in society. Emphasis will be placed on actions to increase employment, education, and social inclusion opportunities, as well as improve public infrastructure. Our earnest thankfulness, European Union, for your dedication to all your citizens. May each treasured individual be graced with a happy, healthy, and vibrant life on a gentle ecosphere.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Haitian Creole, entitled Customer Inquiry.
Un client dit, m'appelez de son 1-0800-2100 depuis 2 jours comme ça, et puis aucun monde pas occupé. Est-ce que vous-même vous cassez vim? Opératrice l'a mandé. Côté où t'es joué numéro 6 là, monsieur? Client répond, il était marqué sous porte agence là. Opératrice l'a dit, monsieur, ça c'est le nous fermer à l'ouvrir, oui.
And now for our viewers' heartline on raw Thai nut pasta and a surprise by Chef Brian Lucas on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
Brian, that looks so good. Raven from Canada.
Amiable Raven, your supportive note is appreciated. Chef Brian Belive's gourmet raw food preparations do look absolutely scrumptious. Enjoy this and other earth-saving vegan delights. Best wishes and love to you and the welcoming people of Canada.
Do you have our outline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your spirit shine with inner peace and benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Saudi Ministry of Foreign Affairs hosts a Gulf Cooperation Council workshop in support of a resolution seeking to halt the proliferation of all weapons of mass destruction toward a vision of regional and world peace.
Israel sends 50 tons of relief aid to Colombia, including food, medical kits, blankets, ponchos, mattresses, and tents, to assist those affected by the recent severe flooding and mudslides.
Croatian President Ivo Josipovic lauds a noted rise of integrity in the country's government, thanks to ongoing efforts to champion values of honesty.
Volunteers from the non-profit Animal Rescue Team Taiwan send 13 rescued dogs on a flight to the United States, where adoption rates are higher, in the hope of matching the canines with forever loving homes.
For the second consecutive year, Siddhant Gupta, a 10-year-old boy from Ohio, USA, donates all of his birthday presents to charity to be given as Christmas gifts to those in need.
Canada Speaker of the Senate Noel A. Kinsella welcomes a visiting Saudi Shura Council delegation as he commends Saudi efforts to enhance dialogue between nations, civilizations, and faiths.
Prime Minister of India Manmohan Singh completes a visit to Belgium and Germany for a European Union-India summit, where participants discuss the creation of a free trade agreement, with a final accord expected by early 2011.
Canadian researchers find that Zen meditation enables better coping with physical pain, which may be due to diminished brain processing of discomfort sensations, which occurs naturally during meditative practice.
To raise awareness about the plight of homeless animals, Ms. Halcia Graff of Idaho, USA, shares her story of welcoming a stray canine into her life in the book From Italy with Love, A Homeless Italian Street Dog Comes to America, with proceeds going to animal shelters.
In efforts to improve human rights and quality of life for more people, the Chinese government is providing affordable housing for low-income families, along with schooling and medical care.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.